And welcome back to Soccer Today. Special guest star or guest on the line, Mo Babuli, former TFC player, current Mississauga Metro Stars player. How are you doing today, Mo?
I'm good, thank you, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good. Mo, you came back to play arena soccer. That's not something a lot of us remember watching on TV. It certainly was popular in the past. It's a new venture here in Mississauga. Can you just let us know what it was that excited you or convinced you to come back to play with this new team?
I mean, I came back for my own reasons, but this was an opportunity to get back into the game. And obviously, it's a new game, and to bring it back and be a part of a new franchise in the league was obviously intriguing. So that's what made me do it.
And certainly, we watched the game on the weekend where you sort of got a bad luck, I think, in your scheduling to draw a new team, to draw the champions right off the bat. And although you did compete with them fairly well, I think maybe there might have been a learning curve there, if that's a fair way to put it, on the arena game. Is that a fair thing to say, that there's a bit of a learning curve to figure out how exactly this arena game works?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a new game for a lot of the guys on the team, including myself. And like I said, we're a new team. We played a team that's played together for a bunch of years, and obviously they've been the champions for the past few years. So yeah, it was definitely tough, but at the end of the day, it was a good wake-up call. It was good to know how hard we need to push ourselves and the mistakes we need to do, and just get better.
You scored the second goal for the Metro Stars. The first goal was scored by Canadian soccer legend Dwayne De Rosario. What's it like to be back playing with the veteran, we'll call him, again after a couple years retirement there?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Dwayne brings experience. Just in general, just being a professional, obviously his soccer knowledge and being a leader on and off the pitch, so that's always good. And he scored two goals, so he even at his age, he can still do it. But again, he's one of the guys that pushes people and tries to get the best out of everybody.
You talked a little bit about the learning curve. Just speaking from your own perspective, what has the biggest difference from playing, 11v11 outdoor football to coming and playing arena soccer? What is the biggest adjustment for you, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, it's a faster-paced game, a bit like hockey. You're in, you put your time in, and you come out real quick. And that's a big part of the game, and knowing when to sub and making quick shifts, right? And I think that was a big part of the result this weekend, is that we didn't do the shift on time, and we definitely paid for it a couple of times. But yeah, it's definitely a faster paced game, and obviously everybody's still getting used to it.
For sure. Talk a little bit about what's good about the game. If there's someone listening to this that hasn't decided whether they're going to go out to watch the game on Saturday, which I believe is at 3:30, tell them why they should support the arena game and what they'll get from the experience of being in the arena next week.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement in the game. If anybody's watched the game ever before, there's lots of shots, lots of plays. It's back and forth, both sides, doesn't matter. You don't see much dominance because both sides keep going back and forth. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of plays, a lot of creativity, being able to use the boards and whatnot. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting. There's lots of goals as well. People always enjoy goals and celebrations and stuff. So, I mean, that's also part of the game too, right?
Yeah, well, certainly we saw in the last game one of the Baltimore players jumped in the crowd and proposed to his girlfriend. That we're going to see any proposals this weekend, you figure, or maybe we'll save.
I'm not sure from the guys, but on my end, that's not something I would do.
Okay, all right, fair enough. No proposals on the weekend, but it will be an exciting, fast-paced game, as you mentioned. Again, tough draw start to play the champions, to play a team that, arguably is the best arena team maybe of all time in terms of their history. And it's a team that's been around since the early days, since the 80s. So a tough one there. Do you think that after a couple weeks that you'll have a better take on where your team is and what kind of a realistic target is in terms of your overall finish this year?
Yeah, I mean, for us, every day is an experience. Every day we grow and every day we learn, right? So if you asked us if we were a different team than yesterday, then we'll tell you yes, because every day we got to learn something new. So, yeah, I think game by game, guys guys, including myself, including everybody. We're just going to, you know, build on what we already know and learn to grow as a team and, you know, even eventually, you know, get results. And, you know, we hope to do that by this game. But if not, it's the next game. And the focus is we take game by game and we try to win each game as it is.
And certainly it's a long season yet for sure. On a personal level, Mo, you said you came back for your own reasons, and we'll maybe have you give an update on sort of where your career's been since leaving Toronto in a minute. But, you know, there obviously is a new league, a new outdoor league starting up in April. Was that part of your decision to come back with maybe the hope to get back out there? You're still a young man, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I haven't really spoken to anybody about it. I'm just not sure, and I'm kind of just in the mix right now. So obviously staying fit and doing what I love to do is part of it, but I haven't made a decision in what I want to do, and I haven't spoken to anybody about what I want to do. So, you know, still thinking about it, giving it some time, and we'll see. Hopefully in the near future.
We have the arena game to play for. A comparison a lot of people will make is futsal. Did you play futsal before this, or is this your first time playing?
I played indoor for fun.
Fair enough. All right. So give the fan, we'll end with this one, Mo, just let you get back in your day. You just finished training. I do thank you for your time. Give the fans a little bit of an update of where your career went after leaving TFC, because you had a bit of an adventure, I think, there, didn't you?
Yeah, I went over to the Middle East. My parents are from there, and, you know, I was working towards getting my passport and being able to play in the Middle East and other countries with better leagues. So that kind of, there was a bit of a difficulty there just because certain countries changed certain rules. And that was part of the reason why I came back. Because I just didn't want to put more time in there if the rules weren't going to change. And so, you know, I've kind of went there, built a name and a reputation, and you know, knock on wood, it was a good experience for me in terms of my career. So I've built a reputation in my name, and hopefully, you know, if the rules do ever change, and that could always be a possibility there, because I did finish my paperwork. And so, you know, that was a big part of it, but, you know, there was so many factors into going there and coming back too. So.
And certainly having watched your game since your League One days, this close sort of dribbling kind of game, lots of sort of excitement, ball action that's going on in the arena game, I would think that this is a good fit for you. I assume you agree that this is a good fit for you to keep your skills up wherever it goes from here.
Yeah, definitely. I've always loved playing indoor, and this is just a bonus. You know, playing a different sport and representing a city that I've grown up my whole life in. So, you know, it's definitely an honor, and really looking forward to just you know, making the city proud.
Right, fair enough, Mo. Thanks for your time again, and hopefully we'll see you on the court moving forward.
Definitely. Thank you.
Cheers.